Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
So again, before we listen to the word of the Lord, why don't we pray and ask for His guidance today? Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa napakagandang araw na binigay niyo po sa aming lahat. Lord, again, hindi aksidente. Lord, walang lingid po sa iyo kung ano ang aming hinaharap sa oras na ito. Ngunit Panginoon, maraming salamat dahil sa kabila ng mga hamon, problema siguro, Lord, na hinaharap. At kung ano pa ang mga iniisip po namin sa oras na ito, Panginoon, dalangin ko po at ito po, Panginoon, ang ninanais niyo po na marinig po namin ang iyong salita, salitang makapangyarihan at salita, O Diyos, na nagbibigay ng pag-asa sa bawat isa sa amin. Kaya samahan niyo po kami, Lord God, sa oras ng aming pakikinig at panunood, Panginoon, at naway ang iyong banal na presensya ay sasama po sa amin habang kami po ay nanonood kung saan man kami nanonood po ngayon. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen at amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you are now ready to listen to the word of the Lord, set your hearts, because the title of the message today is Be a winner. Be a winner. Dapat daw po tayo ay maging matagumpay. Dapat daw po tayo ay magtagumpay. Ayun. So ating makikita po ito, ang pag-uusapan po natin at pag-aaralan po natin sa Romans chapter 8. Again, sa Romans chapter 8. So kung meron po kayong mga Bibles, electronic Bibles, or kung meron po kayong hawak na mga ballpen at notebook po dyan, you can just take notes of what the Lord will be saying to us today. Dahil sa panahon po ito, napakahirap po na maging na magkaroon po ng positibong mindset. Napakahirap po talaga. Lalo na kapag ang sitwasyon po natin ay sa araw-araw, nakikita po natin ang realidad, no? Sa iba nating mga kapatiran, nag-i-struggle kung ano pa ang kakainin bukas, no? So, napakahirap po maging positive ang mindset sa panahon natin ngayon. At makikita natin sa mga social media ngayon na mas maganda na lang na maging negative. Kasi sa panahon natin ngayon, ini-encourage na tayong lahat ay maging negative daw. Oo, so sa tuwing makakita tayo ng mga results ng ating mga laboratory, natutuwa tayo kapag negative. So nauunawaan nyo na yun na mas maganda pa maging negative. So it is so hard for us to be positive today. At minsan po, napakahirap pong mag-iisip na ng positibo sa mga panahon na ito, no? Kasi biro mo, prolonged crisis, prolonged pandemic, prolonged COVID-19. So how will you be so positive of this situation? Prolonged agony, prolonged pain, prolonged sufferings, no? Kasi grabe, no? Ang advisory nga sa atin, ang forecast na itong state of calamity as a nation will reach or will extend until 2021 ng September pa, no? That's the last quarter of next year. So napakahirap po sa talagang mag-isip ng positibo na paano na lang kaya ang mundo natin. Grabe. And maybe some of us are thinking of how to find ways to overcome all of this. Ngunit, I want to tell you that the Lord is telling us this day that we are winners and we are champions. Amen. Amen. If you believe in the Lord and if you believe in the word of the Lord, click heart. I believe, Lord, that I will overcome. I believe, Lord, that I will be victorious. I believe, Lord God, that in you I will win whatever battle that I am facing today. So itong Romans chapter 8 na po, na pag-uusapan natin sa araw na ito ay ano po ito, sulat ni Pablo noong panahon na gusto na niyang pumunta sa pinakamalayong lugar na sa panahon nila, you could not imagine how far it is. The Apostle Paul is now going to Spain and he was writing to the believers in Rome. So, ang content po nito is about salvation that we have in Jesus. Dahil dito po sa sitwasyon na to, pinakita ni Pablo na may matinding puot ang Diyos, the wrath of God. Makikita po natin dito that there's a curse, there's the root of all kinds of evil, which is sin, at nakikita po natin dito that there is rejection and there is punishment, there is destruction and there is death. Biro mo ano? So ipinakita ni Pablo na itong mga kahirapan, itong mga nangyayari at itong grabing mga consequences of sin nararanasan ngayon because of sin. Ngunit dito sa letter ni Pablo, sa sulat dito sa Romans chapter 8, meron pong napaka-concrete pong mga ebidensya na itong lahat ng mga problemang ito ay napagtagumpayan na sa ating Panginoon. Napagtagumpayan na ng ating Panginoong Heso Kristo. Hallelujah! All the causes, all the consequences, and the root of all the sufferings that we are facing right now has already been destroyed in Jesus. Kaya po, remember that Christ's believers, ang mananampalataya po sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo, the believers, all believers in Christ, have been set up by God as overcomers. Sinet up na ni Lord. Isinet up ng Panginoon, inayos na ng Panginoon na tayong sumasampalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo ay maging tagumpay. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Would you believe and do you believe in the promises of God's Word? And that is what Romans chapter 8 is all about. Christ's believers have been set up by God as overcomers. Are you a believer of Christ? Would you like to follow Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior? If not, this is not an accident for you, my friend. And to us who are already believers of Jesus, this is again an assurance that there is no place or there is no room for us to be discouraged in this time of difficulty. Hallelujah! Because the truth of God's Word says you can win every kind of battle, not by physical fervor, but by relying on God's favor. Tandaan po natin ito. Tandaan, isa sa puso po natin ito. We can win every kind of battle, not by our physical strength, not by our physical fervor, but by relying on God's favor. It is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It is not through our works, but because of the mercy of God. That's what Romans is all about. So, in this particular chapter, in chapter 8, ating makikita how to be an overcomer. I want to be a winner. Lord, sa hirap ng sitwasyon, Lord, I want to overcome. And you can only overcome in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ano po pala ang mga favor na binigay ni Lord sa atin? Lahat po ibinuhosan ng Panginoon. Kaya ang tanong sa araw na ito, how to become an overcomer? How to become an overcomer? Paano po ako magtatagumpay? Paano po ako maging winner? Number one, live in the Spirit and you will see the benefit. Again, live in the Spirit and you will see the benefit. So, from verse 1 ng chapter 8 through verses 14, basahin po natin yan. Napakatindi. Pero babasahin ko lang po ang iilan nito because of our time, no? Verse 1 and verse 2. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong in Christ Jesus. For the power of life-giving Spirit has freed you through Christ Jesus from the power of sin that leads to death. Grabe ang tindi, ano? There is now no condemnation. Grabe, wala na po tayong dapat kakatakutan. Hindi na tayo dapat pong magdadalawang isip at hindi na po tayo talagang hinusgahan ng Panginoon dahil po we already belong in Jesus. At sinabi po dito, the power of the Spirit gives us life. Binigyan po tayo ng buhay and freed us through Jesus Christ from the power of sin. Grabe no, ang root cause of all the problem has been destroyed by our Lord Jesus. So that is why, if you depend on the Spirit's power, the victory is real. Kapag tayo po ay umaasa po sa kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu, ang tagumpay po ay ating mararanasan, no? If we depend on the Spirit's power, the victory is real. Ano po ba itong mga tagumpay na ito? Grabe Lord, kung tayo ay hindi umaasa sa sarili nating lakas. Sabi nga ng isang author, it will be so natural for us to do evil. It will be so natural for us to commit sin. There is no struggle at all. Not because that is hindi dahil yun ang ating resulta, no? Kung ano ang nasa puso natin, but that is our very nature. Nature na, inherent na daw talaga sa atin yan. Ang sabi nga ni Haring David sa Old Testament, sa Lumang Tipan, may binanggit po siya doon. Sabi niya, kahit doon pa ako sa sinapupunan ng aking nanay, ako po ay makasalanan na. But praise the Lord, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So hindi po talaga tayo aasa sa ating sariling lakas, but tayo po ay aasa po sa banal na Espiritu, and we will see the real victory. Ang sabi nga dyan, there is now no condemnation but justification. We have been accepted. Grabe nyo, ano to eh? Term ng korte, condemnation. But because of this wonderful benefit in the Spirit through Jesus, wala nang condemnation. We are now justified. There is justification. Accepted na po tayo. Ang sabi nga dyan, no longer in bondage of sin, but we experience freedom. Okay, we are now free and open. Biro mo, hindi ka nasusuffocate. Minsan no, sa panahon natin ngayon, grabe, parang hindi ka na makakakilos at ang isipan mo, parang contained na rin ang isipan mo. But if we are in Christ, our minds will be set free. Dahil ang sinabi dyan, no more death thinking, but peace. Sa panahon natin ngayon, ang iniisip natin, lungkot, ang iniisip natin, talagang takot, ang iniisip natin, paano na lang kaya? There is a death thinking all over my depression, all over my maririnig natin sa balita, may anxiety, nagkakaroon na po ng mental health issues ang buhay. Because of what? Yung isipan po natin, it is being contaminated by the lies of the enemy. But in the Spirit, we are free and we can experience peace in Him. Basahin po natin ang verse 6 ng chapter 8. Ang sabi dito, if your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. Grabe no. So hindi po natin maiiwasan na ang taong hindi namumuhay ayon sa kalooban ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, mahihirapan po talaga. Negative thinking at wala pong malulusutan. Ang lahat ng iniisip, puro problema na lang. Kapag tayo po ay nasa Panginoon, ang sabi niyo, but if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. Hallelujah! Biro mo yan, napakatindi ng ginawa ng ating Panginoon. No condemnation, no longer in bondage of sin, no more death thinking, no longer abandoned, but now a dwelling of the Lord. Hindi na tayo, tawag nito, iniwasan ng Panginoon. Hindi na tayo tinalikuran ng Panginoon. Ang sabi dito sa verse 9, no? But you are now controlled by your But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. Praise God! Hindi na tayo kinontrol ng sinful nature natin. Mapagtagumpayan natin. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them are not Christians at all. So grabe no? Ang ibang translation yan, we are now the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. We are no longer abandoned by God. Pero ginawa ng Panginoon tayo po ay naging tahanan ng ating Diyos, tahanan ng banal na Espiritu. Thank you, Lord. If we really live in the Spirit, you will see the benefit. Ang tindi, no? Kaya makikita po natin ang priority ni Lord. The Lord's priority is our spirituality. God's priority is our spirituality. Magunaw man ang mundo, magkaroon pa ng mas matindi pang hampas or plague or mga problema pa. It is immaterial because the Lord is our victory and He helps us through the power of His Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit, Lord. I need your Holy Spirit every day. I need your touch. I need, Lord, to follow your guidance. That's the Spirit of the Lord that will not condemn us if we will live in the Holy Spirit. All the benefits makikita po natin sa Panginoon. You will be a winner. You will be victorious. Number two, hope in God's sovereignty, and every day He will reveal His glory. Hope in God's power, hope in God's authority, and every day He will reveal His glory. Ang tindi niya, no? From verse 15 to verse 25, walang paulit-ulit na word dyan na makikita natin, hope, 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 hope in the Lord, because you are children, children, children of the Lord. Hope in the Lord because you are heir of the promise. Hope in the Lord. When this world has no hope at all, hope in the Lord. Because tayo daw po ay mga anak ng Panginoon at tagapagmana ang tindi. Grabe. So we can be victorious. We can really overcome. Kaya ang sinabi nga dyan, sa verse 18 na lang, talon-talon lang tayo sa verse 18. Ang sabi niyan, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will give us later. So kahit nahihirapan po tayo, yes, if we are Christians, if we follow the Lord our God wholeheartedly, na maaapektuhan tayo sa krisis, maaapektuhan po ang ating mga trabaho. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, if we hope in Him, wala yun, hindi maikukumpara yung lahat na pinagdadaanan po natin ngayon dahil sa napakatinding glory, napakatinding tagumpay, napakatinding pagpapala, napakatinding pagkilos ng Panginoon sa buhay nyo kapag ang Diyos lamang ay ang ating inaasahan. Verse 22, for we know that all creation has been groaning. Parang ganun, ano? All creation has been groaning. Lahat ng mga nilalang sa mundo, sa oras na ito, ay talagang naghihinagpis. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Now, verse 24, now that we are saved, dahil po sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo, we eagerly look forward for this freedom. For if you already have something, sino yung something na yun? Si Lord yun, ang banal na Espiritu na nananahan sa ating buhay. You don't need to hope for it. But if you look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. Napakatindi ang sinasabi ng Panginoon dyan. Napakatindi ang sinabi ng salita ng Diyos dito. We eagerly look forward for this freedom because of that hope. Dahil ko kung hindi pa natin nakakamit itong bagay na ito, hindi na natin aasahan. Ngunit salamat sa Panginoon, napakatindi ang glory, ang tagumpay na ibibigay niya pagdating ng araw, the total, yung tinatawag nating total redemption. Pero araw-araw, may patingi-tingiin si Lord. Unti-untiin niya ni Lord because He is nurturing our faith, our hope, our trust in the Lord Jesus. He is so good. He is so good. Kaya habang tinitingnan po natin ito, makikita po natin talaga ang pagkilos ng Panginoon. Tingnan natin ito. The glory of God, which will be revealed each moment of our lives, is enough for us to keep moving forward. Ulitin ko po yun. The glory of God, which will be revealed each moment of our lives, is enough for us to keep moving forward. Ang tindi po ng paunti-unting mga bonuses na binibigay ng Panginoon po sa atin, hindi natin ma-imagine. Ang dami pong mababalitaan po natin from the Old Testament, how the Lord surprises His people. How the Lord surprises Moses. How the Lord surprises Elijah. Of the blessing. Kung ano ang ginagamit ng Panginoon to send victories sa panahon po nila David, sa panahon po nila Jehoshaphat, sa panahon po hanggang ngayon. The Lord surprises us with many, many victories if we hope in the Lord and the glory that, you know, that the Lord allows us to experience, yung tagumpay na pinahintulutan ng Panginoon at ibinibigay ng Panginoon at ibinubuhos ng Panginoon sa buhay natin araw-araw is enough for us to keep moving forward. Iro mo yan, no? Ang assurance dyan, we are His children, we are heirs of His promises. If you would read yung buong section na yan, no? 15 to 25, yung hope, yung pag-asa natin sa Panginoon. Okay? He will not disappoint us every time we call. And the conclusion is the ultimate redemption. Grabe, no? Ang tagumpay natin ngayon, akala natin ultimate, kaya hindi tayo pwedeng magmamayabang kapag tayo ay sa tingin natin, uy, victorious na ako ngayon, ay successful na ako ngayon. Wala po yan. Ida-down ka sa Panginoon. Ibabagsak ka ng Panginoon kapag nagmamayabang po tayo, because there will be success after success, blessing after blessing if we hope in the Lord, because the total redemption is coming, and that's in that particular section. Kaya po, ito pong pinakamaganda. Fill your heart with His promises and you will always experience His greatness. Punuin, puspusin po natin ang puso natin ng mga pangako ng Panginoon at ating laging mararanasan ang kadakilaan ng ating Diyos. So, feed your heart with His promises. Speak to your soul. Who you are in Christ. I am a child of God. I am an heir of God's kingdom. Grabe, no? Antindi yan. Your identity in Him. Kaya when you hope, you are feeding your faith that would affect your entire life and it will produce wonderful qualities within. Kapag tayo po ay umaasa sa Panginoon, maaapektuhan po talaga ang buhay daw natin. At lalago ang ating pananampalataya. At kapag lumalago ang ating pananampalataya, ito po ay magbubunga ng napakagandang qualities sa buhay po natin. Number 3, keep on serving. God's power is working. Keep on serving. God's power is working. 26 to 39, yun ang lagi nating binabasa. We are more than conquerors in Christ. No one can separate us from the love of Jesus. Neither death nor life nor anything else in this world, famine and all that. That is the context of being available for Jesus, being available for the Lord. Not only live, not only hope, but as long as I live, despite of challenges in life, Lord, use my life, Lord, to bless others. Use my life, Lord, to encourage others. So sa tingin mo, paano ko magiging encouragement sa panahon na to? Ang hirap-hirap na nga ang katayuan ko. Grabe, no? No, God is doing something every time we open ourselves to Him. Ang Diyos po ang kumikilos mismo kapag tayo po ay napapagamit sa Kanya. And that's the very, very word of the Lord that we can see in this particular paragraph. Marami mga paragraphs po dyan. Kaya kung titingnan natin sa verse 26, ayun, namnamin po natin ito. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our distress. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how we should pray. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. 27. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Insano, pag available tayo sa Panginoon, tutulungan at tutulungan tayo ng Banal na Espiritu. Continue. And we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for Him. Yun ang pinaka-context. Nakakontext, if we make ourselves available for the Lord, He will help us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Father prepares the way for us. And all things work together because He has a purpose for your life and for my life. If I am suffering right now, the victory awaits. And my life right now, if I will hope in the Lord and I will make myself available, kapag buksan ko lang ang sarili ko, grabe ang tindi po ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Nakikilos, isi-set up ni Lord lahat yan. Yung calling niya, He guides us, He leads us, He arranges things. Even the circumstances na meron po tayo, yan, gagawin na ang Panginoon yan for our own advantage. Tingnan natin sa verse 29 and 30. For God knew His people in advance. Grabe, no? Kung sino nagpapagamit at available sa, maging available sa Kanya. And He chose them to become like His Son so that His Son would be the firstborn with many brothers and sisters. Next. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him and He gave them the right standing with Himself and promised them His glory. Ang tindi. Ang tindi. Ang dami mga theological implications po nito, but the real message of the Lord is that He is there. If we will make ourselves available for Him, He will put purpose in everything. Aayusin ng Lord. All things work together for good. He will set it up. He will arrange it up for us. Kaya He works mightily if we show Him our availability. So you will not be discouraged. You will not fear of death. You will not be intimidated. You will be courageous. You will be strengthened. And you will conquer all of life's challenges. Kaya sabi nga ni Pablo, habang siya ay ini-explain niya itong napaka-particular paragraphs na ito, sabi niya, all day long, you know, we face death for your sake. Service yun. Kaya sabi niya, but we will continue on. We will not be discouraged. The Lord has set us the purpose and the Lord has guided us. Kaya you will conquer them all and nothing will be impossible. And nothing will be impossible. Come to the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord. And the Lord will bless you. And that blessing will not be only for you. Your life will not only be encouraged, but your life will also be an encourager. You think that your world is getting darker? The Spirit of Christ gives you light. Nararamdaman po ba natin na tayo po ay nanghihina, nadidrain? The presence of God gives you strength. Na-overwhelm po ba tayo sa pain at saka lahat ng mga sufferings na hinaharap po natin? The Spirit of God pours out His power. Are you so down? Malungkot po ba tayo ngayon? Bagsak po ba tayo ngayon? The Lord will lift you up. The Spirit of the Lord will lift you up. You think that you are defeated? The Lord will not only give you victory, but you will always be victorious. You will be victorious at all times. You will be a winner. It is not by chance that you are here right now. God is good. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to surrender your life to Jesus. And you will experience the benefit. His presence will be with you. His promises will be for you, and His guidance, His victory will be for you. Shall we pray? Today, Lord, we just want to commit our lives to You. I pray that we will start and begin to listen to Your Holy Spirit. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon, na pakinggan ang iyong banal na Espiritu. Na mamuhay, Panginoon, ayon sa iyong banal na Espiritu, O Diyos. Lord, minsan hindi namin pinapakinggan ang iyong banal na Espiritu. Lord, ngunit patawarin niyo po kami. Lord, sa oras na ito, Ikaw po pala ang aming pag-asa at wala kaming kakayahan upang mapaglabanan, O God, ang mga pangyayari. Hindi lamang, Lord God, sa panlabas. Ngunit, Lord, ang matinding laban ay yung nasa loob, Lord God, yung nangyayari sa aming isipan, yung nangyayari sa aming puso. Patawarin niyo po kami. Kapatid, kung wala pa pong, kung sa tingin niyo, wala kayong commitment sa Panginoon at walang Hesukristo na naghahari sa buhay niyo, tanggapin niyo po siya sa oras na ito. Sabihin niyo po sa Kanya, Panginoon, patawarin niyo po ako. Gawin niyo pong tahanan ang aking buhay. Panginoon, tulungan niyo po ako upang mapagtagumpayan ang lahat ng ito. Lord, masama ang aking mga iniisip. Lord, nakakatakot ang aking mga iniisip, O Diyos. Lord, sa lahat ng oras, O God, hindi ko na alam ang aking gagawin. Ngunit salamat, O Diyos, na ang iyong mga salita ay makapangyarihan. Salamat, O Diyos, I will live in accordance to Your Holy Spirit from this time on. As I accept You as my Lord and personal Savior, You will also live inside me. Your presence will be with me at all times dahil yun ang promise Mo po sa buhay ko. At sa aming mga mananampalataya, O Diyos, Lord, tulutan Niyo po na hindi kami madi-discourage. Kagaya ng sinabi ni David, Lord, why are you so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God and bless your holy name. Lord, you are our hope, O God. From this moment on, Lord, I pray sa lahat sa aming, Lord, nais, Lord, maging kalugod-lugod sa iyong harapan. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami na ang isipan po namin, O God, ay hindi lamang sa pangsarili. Lord, you will allow us to be used as your blessing at daluyan ang iyong pagpapala, O God, at maging matagumpay ang buhay namin at kahit anuman ang aming mga pagsubok, O God, it will turn at our own advantage, O God. You will pour out, Lord God, your presence upon us. We will run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. Thank you so much that even in this discouraging world, you can use me, Lord. You can use us to encourage others. Thank you for your presence that is moving right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Every one of us say, Amen and Amen. God bless you.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.